just wanted to say a few words to thank you for your continued services and to encourage you to continue with your services with full enthusiasm and determination. We should always remember that we are engaged in a great mission in the service of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. We have very serious and responsible work to do. Krishna consciousness is undoubtedly blissful, but it's also very responsible. So there are various difficulties here, no doubt, here in Vrindavan. In material existence, we are always trying to find a more comfortable situation. But in Krishna consciousness, the more difficulties we take, the more mercy we get from Krishna. All the great devotees in the past who had recorded, their histories are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, they all took so much trouble to serve Krishna. So please don't mind about any difficulties, rather accept them happily and continue your service in the preaching mission. I think Krishna himself has indicated that he wants Shyamchandra to continue this service here. Gaur Nitai don't want him to... They're very happy with his service and don't want him to go away. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai are very happy with his service and do not want him to do anything else. Sorry. We have a very important mission here. To bring all the people of this area to Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't waste even a moment. We should always act in such a way that we can remember the Lord and help others to remember Him also. Smarantas smarayantascha. Remember Him and make others remember Him. Don't waste any time. Human life is very valuable. Go on with your services. Go on with your services. Shyamchandra, you should, when you finish your pujari service in the morning, you should, when there's no service to do, you just concentrate on chanting. It can be difficult for a pujari, chanting. This kind of coconut he's cutting, this is a very hard one. This won't be very good. It has too much malaya inside. Soft one is good. Yeah, can you remember what I said? It can be difficult.
Pujari should be difficult. Can be difficult
for the japa service. Best thing is to get up very early and chant before Mangalarti. But if you're not able to do that, then as soon as you finish the pujari service, then immediately chant, chant, chant. Otherwise, the tendency is that the chanting goes on all day and is not very concentrated. So, please be happy in what you are doing. You are learning shlokas. Oh, that's nice. That's good. That's very good for pujaris especially. Ram Keshav is learning shlokas. No? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No questions, sir. Very good name, yeah. He wants to ask some questions.
But Ram Keshav should learn shlokas also, no?
Shlokas.
What was the verse we had in the class last night? Can you remember? Can you say it? It's a well-known verse.
Yavaniya sammani brahmane gavyasthani chini chayra subhakesha pandidasamadachana.
And that's very good. Can you give the translation?
So the learned people see everybody, the cow, the dog, and the elephant, etc. All of them they see equally.
Why?
Because God is there everywhere in all these people as Paramatma, in the form of Paramatma. Yeah, so yeah. They...
Okay. What's Shyamachandra's query?
So after he has returned from Vrindavan, he feels as if there is some connection between him and Vrindavan.
Certainly, we all have an eternal connection with Vrindavan.
So at times, when he thinks of Vrindavan, his mood is gets upset. What can be the reason for that?
No, but you shouldn't think there's any difference between your service to Gaura-Nitai and Vrindavan. When you become advanced, you can understand this. It's not simply that by running to Vrindavan one can understand Vrindavan. Vishoy charya kabe shuddha habe man tabe hamaharabo shri Vrindavan. When we give up all material desires and the mind becomes completely purified, then we can see Vrindavan. So Vrindavan can be attained through the process of devotional service. So many great devotees, they didn't live in Vrindavan physically, but by consciousness they were always there. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, they didn't physically live in Vrindavan as far as we could see, but by their consciousness they were never anywhere else but Vrindavan. Whereas we see many people who physically live in Vrindavan, but actually they're engaged in cheating and prostitution and so many things. So they're not really in Vrindavan at all.
Hare Krishna.
So he says, he wants to do preaching on a large scale in Vellore. He wants to do house preaching. He wants your mercy for that.
Yeah, you become prepared. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane. This is not just knowledge, but also vidya vinaya. Humility is also required.
He says, when we become very old, when we lose all our energy to do any service in ISKCON, at that time can we go to Vrindavan?
You mean like me? Now I'm also weak and sick. Again, it's the same thing. You can go to Vrindavan by consciousness. Generally, we recommend that one should get the mercy of Mayapur Dham first. By the mercy of Gaura-Nitai, we can enter Vrindavan, not otherwise. But generally, it's considered like that. In old age, we can go to Vrindavan.
Look, he says, I have left my house. Suppose if I am, ISKCON leaves me, if I have let down my ISKCON, what should I do?
What do you mean? What are you expecting? If you do service, then if you have an attitude of service, then you'll be looked after in all respects. You've come to serve Krishna. So many devotees say we have to save money for the future. I never thought like that. We have to depend on Krishna. One thing, we can understand Vrindavan by the service mode. If we think I shall go there because I will be very happy, then we cannot understand Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the land of service. We might think, well, I can live very nicely and do this parikrama and that parikrama, but where is the service? Yasya prasada and bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagatipitopi. What's the translation of this? No, wait a minute. I'm asking him what's the translation.
Guru's mercy, we get everything. Without His mercy,
the mercy, not everything. More specifically, we get the mercy of Krishna.
So,
actually, this material body is not fit for entering Vrindavan. Only a spiritual body is fit for entering Vrindavan. Please read Prabhupada's books and try to understand these things. Please read Srila Prabhupada's books and try to understand them. Alright? So please continue to work under the direction of Acharya Krishna. Please try very hard to do something pleasing for Guru and Krishna here. So, you please try to assist him. It's not easy for him. He has so many services and responsibilities. So he may not be able to give you as much time as he would like to. But anyway, you're fortunate to have his association. இருந்தாலும் trying very hard to serve without any personal motive. So such association is very helpful for our advancement in spiritual life.
Hare Krishna.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Alright.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Be happy always in Krishna's service.
கிருஷ்ணனுடைய சேவையில் எப்பொழுதும் சந்தோஷமாக இருங்கள். எனி அட்வைஸ் ஃபார் மீ?
அட்வைஸ் ஃபார் யூ?
ஐ நீட் மோர் அட்வைஸ் தென் தம்.
வெல், தி ப்ராசஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ண கான்ஷியஸ் இஸ் தி சேம் ஃபார் எவ்ரிவன். ஸோ ப்ளீஸ் ஃபாலோ இட். Seriously, your home is like has become a place of Krishna consciousness.
Because of your visit.
No, I think because both yourself and your wife, you've made Krishna the center of your lives. So that's nice, you're giving these shloka classes. If you can continue to do so. That would be very good. Maybe we could bring more people in too. Could you announce on Sundays that you have shloka classes?
Now and then Lakshmita Prabhu makes. Now and then Lakshmita Prabhu announces.
I see. We can have different batches according to their level. During the summer holidays, there should actually be some program for children. Or
in the last year, we had some program for children.
Yeah.
This time we didn't have got some help.
Yeah. Next year you can do it. Maybe during... You have Diwali holidays here? No, maybe not.
Not Diwali holidays.
Pongal.
Pongal holidays and Christmas holidays.
That comes together?
Yes.
Christmas and Pongal holidays?
December, January.
They merge it together?
Yes, sometimes they have.
So, maybe at that time you could have something for the children. That's very important also. Kaumara Acharit Pragyoga Harman Bhavataniha. You know this verse?
Yes.
Durlabham. Manusham janma tadapya dhruvam
avatam. My wife gathers the children, nearby children. She tells them the Bhagavata stories.
Okay.
Many children come to hear from her.
Okay.
All right.
Along with the shlokas, if you can give a little explanation, that's also very good. Otherwise, the Mayavadis, they're also teaching Bhagavad Gita shlokas, but their understanding is quite different. Sorry if my presentation was a little complex yesterday, especially at the beginning.
No, it was okay.
At the beginning, it was quite complex, wasn't it?
I don't think so. It was okay. Of my age, my concentration has decreased. I couldn't.
Right. Maybe we should have Sri Giridhari
translate. Yes.
Then you can help him instead of him helping you. Also, because you don't get practice, right?
Yeah, but he does better than me.
No, but I'm saying here you don't have practice.
Yes, here.
Because otherwise,
occasionally when you come, I do.
Yeah, otherwise, you hardly speak English at all.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you speak English?
No.
And you're always speaking Tamil.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't speak a language, then you tend to forget it. That's my experience. You forget certain words. Hare Krishna.